What's up, Girls Night Gang, and welcome to another episode of Girls Night with Alexis. Today we have the hysterical, knowledgeable, honest, and TikTok queen back on the podcast talking all things pop culture. So let's welcome Teffy Possessa. Possessa. Yeah. Did I say it right?
No.
Okay. See, you told me right before, and I still forgot. Like, I'm so bad with names. You have no idea. Say
but
it for us.
I'm going to change it to that now, so it's fine. I'll just...
Pessoa. Teffy Pessoa, everybody. Woo! Thank you so much for coming back on. You are my favorite guest, and I didn't even know you. Raven knew you. Mm-hmm. And then I fell in love with you, and then we got each other's numbers and your TikToks. I'm not really even a big TikToker. Oh my God, Kevin just hit his leg on the table.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And I only watch, I think I only follow like six people, and you're one of them. I told you this, and I die out loud.
I'm horrified because I'm talking to my mom all the time about TikTok because to her, it's like trying to explain airplanes to someone that saw Jesus rise after 3 days. Like
exactly.
She's like, I don't get it, right? So I'm trying to explain it to her all the time. And I'm like, I have to do like 3 to 10 TikToks a day because I'm trying to beat the AI. Because the AI is like this Minority Report thing that's like constantly learning and trying to figure out if you want to get on the For You page. And it's like blocking me all the time and everybody. And she's like, why do you have to do that? I'm like, so you say relevant or whatever. And right, I had the conversation with her right before I talked to you. And when you said, I only follow six people, I was like, this woman is seeing a live stream of my life. She sees there's nothing that you do not know. Like,
no, I see it all.
Oh, you see
it? I see it all. I love it. And Raven always sends me your TikToks too. I'm like, bitch, I already see it. Like, she's the only one I follow.
I am obsessed. Her wedding. How am I supposed to get married now?
I'm not getting married after that. if Tyler doesn't do what Adam did when Raven walked down the aisle, I'm running. I'm sprinting back.
Was he open mouth crying?
He was so excited and just so genuinely happy. It was so cute. And, you know, Raven, she's like shy. So she wasn't, Adam was like taking her arm, like shoving it in the air. Like, and she was just like, just happy to get married, I think.
The sweetest. They're so sweet.
Oh, they're so sweet. Cute. They're not even a bachelor couple to me. Like, I just feel like they're just so normal and real that I don't. When I think that, like, they're a Bachelor Nation couple, like, I don't – it doesn't really register because I'm like, no, it's Raven and Adam. Like, you know, they're just Raven and Adam to me. But Raven's a wife now.
Raven's a wife and also the only person I know from Arkansas.
When
you guys were posting Arkansas for the weekend, I was like, I've never said that.
Oh, we had a good time in Arkansas. I mean, nobody knew what I was talking about, and I didn't understand anybody else, but we had a great time. But before we dive into any of the pop culture news, I want to say happy Pride Month. Everybody is free to love and love always wins. I found a quote from Will Smith that I also wanted to share that states, if anybody can find someone to love them and help them through this difficult thing that we call life, I support that in any shape or form. So never apologize for who you love, people. So shout out to Pride Month. I just wanted to get that out there because love always wins.
You know, how I celebrate Pride personally is I watch Birdcage every night for a month. That's what I do. Okay? Because I am Robin Williams. I am.
No, I think I'm Robin Williams.
So maybe I'm Nathan Lane. That's me.
No, I'll be Nathan Lane. You could be Robin. But yeah. Robin's the best.
He's like, I'm going to go kill myself. And then he goes and waits for the bus.
Yeah, no.
On his knees.
Okay, fine. You could be Robin. I don't want to be Nathan. I don't like the word. I don't like the name Nathan. I'm sorry.
I think that he knew that his name was Nathan and he had to do something with it.
Yeah.
Because this can't be me.
Yeah, you know? No. I like Lane, but Nathan. I mean, it sounds good, actually, if you say it like Nathan Lane.
Don't you like Nathan's hot dogs? You're from Jersey.
I love hot dogs. I don't like the word Nathan, though. I don't know why. Okay, sorry. getting off track. So you and I have similar brains, so you will understand this next segment. So it is called Alexis's ADHD Thoughts and Amazing. Teffy's Reactions. So let's start off with massages. I don't know why, but sometimes massages can be super freaking awkward. Like, sometimes they're very enjoyable. Like, if maybe I take like a Klonopin and like try to pass out, but sometimes people talk to me during the massages and I'm like, no,
illegal.
That should be illegal. Should be illegal. And then one time I got a present for my, for Mother's Day for my mom, and she wanted to do a couple's room. I said, absolutely not. You need to go in the next room. She talked about me the entire time to the massage therapist, and I heard it. So it was like the worst. And she was like, yeah, my daughter was on The Bachelor, and like, she was the girl on the dolphin shark. She's so funny. I'm like, okay, and then it ruined my massage. And then the other one massage, me and my ex-boyfriend got when we were really stoned. And
oh my God,
we were just laughing the entire time. And then just recently I went to Hotel Zaza and I got a massage and I fell asleep, but I farted so loud that it woke me up.
Amazing. I've never had a massage that I thoroughly enjoyed. And I feel the same way as like going to the gyno or getting waxed. Like, I'm completely naked, but like, don't you think it's a hot bod? Like, but if they were to say something, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But I'm like, do they think I'm cute? Like,
yeah. When I get a spray tan, I feel like everybody's judging my vagina.
I know. And this is crazy. I have a friend that she told me, she's like, oh, I got waxed this morning. It was great. And she told me I had such a beautiful, like, pink vagina. And I was like, I'm not going to say her name. I'm going to make it up. But I was like, Jessica, that's so incredibly inappropriate. I cannot believe. She's like, yeah, but I feel so amazing. And I was like, I mean, I'm sure it's, she's like, you don't think it's cute? I'm like, I'm sure it's adorable. But if someone would be like, I'd be like, I would literally put my finger over my vagina if she said that. I'd be like, and no more looking for you.
Yeah, no, but when I go into, if I'm ever like awkward when I get lasered or anything, I'm like, they see so many vaginas a day. So this is just, you're just another vagina, Alexis. Like, don't even worry about it. But I would get like awkward. And spray tans now, I mean, the girl has seen it all. She's like, I had like a hair in my butt from like after the shower. And she was like, oh, let me just pull that for you. So we have like a good bond. So I don't feel awkward around her. But massages, I don't know.
It reminds me of like how I asked, for some reason, I asked my fiance, like, how many times have you seen my butthole? And he said, every time we have sex. And now whenever we have sex, during it, I say, can you see my butthole? And he's like, he stops and he's like, why are you doing this? And I was like, I need to know. And you know what he said to me? He goes, yeah, it talks to me. So we haven't had sex in years. No, I'm just kidding. I want you to know that he said that to me. And like, literally, I'm behind. So I looked at him like this. Like, over
wait,
my shoulder,
can you just,
dead
job. But can you do that again for the camera so we can, I need that for the gram.
When he says... he's like, yeah, your butthole's talking to me.
I actually looked at my butthole the other day and it's like really cute. It's actually really cute, to be honest. But
how do you do that?
Like, I just turned around and spread butt cheeks and I was like, oh, you're
cute.
You
find a way.
Yeah, you find a way.
I know a few people that I've had sex with, a One Direction ex band member that rhymes with Fairy Files. And somebody figure it out, but she said that during coitus, he was like, you have a beautiful bum hole.
Well, I think because he's from England, they say bum.
Awful.
Yeah, awful. I don't like bum. It reminds me of Kevin Hart when he does the bum bump. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The bum bump on the lips. I don't know how we went from massages to buttholes, but here we are.
This is us.
I have a tequila bottle next to me, and I'm like, I drank so much in Memorial Day weekend. Like, should I do it? But like, then again, I might. I think I'm gonna do it.
Dog.
Okay. Next ADHD thought. Isn't it creepy how we have a little voice in our head that speaks before we speak? I mean, sometimes, not all the time, but there's a voice in your head that we all have. Why?
There's a percentage of people that don't, and I'm one of them.
Wait.
I don't have a voice in my head. And that's why, and this is what I explain to my neighbors and my family and my fiance, that's why I talk to myself so much. I do. I talk to myself all the time. I don't have a – when I read that on Instagram, they're like, there's a percentage of people that don't have a voice in their head. I looked around at the office that I was with, and I was like, isn't that crazy that people don't have a voice in their head? And they were like – Yeah, it's crazy. And I was like, holy shit, I don't have one.
Never. Like, you don't have one right now?
No. No. And you know what's crazy? My mom speaks Portuguese, French, Spanish, and English. And she tells me that she only thinks in Spanish. That fucks me up.
She is super talented. She has to be super talented.
How come I feel like I
could hang out with your mom. I feel like our moms would hang out.
Yeah, except my mom is somebody that's like pretend bougie after.
So is my mom.
After two drinks, she thinks she's like Pat Benatar. I'm like, get it together. Where did you find a widow's peak sleeve all of a sudden? We're in Key West. Like she starts doing rock and roll signs. And she's like, put on Nicks. I'm like, I know you're talking about Stevie Nicks, but I don't know how you know her by a last name basis in Margaritaville. So no.
I have a memory of my mom when I was younger. We were in Key West and she made me stay with the bouncer because she wanted to go inside the bar. So I was babysitting. I was babysat by a bouncer. And I see my mom on stage singing Brown Eyed Girl with the band. And there was a huge crowd. And I'm like, mom, can you come
back? I'm the Brown Eyed Girl, mom. I'm the
Brown Eyed Girl. She's literally on stage with the band going, sha la la la. And I'm like, that is my mother. And that's how I just became the Indian. And I was going to say Indian. girls night listeners, I have no brain cells from this Memorial Day weekend, so please do not judge me. I feel like this always happens, but whatever. No, my mother is, that's how I became an independent woman, because she just would leave me with bouncers and just, I mean, she was young when she had me, so I get it.
And then there's going to be a moment where you're on a bar somewhere and you're going to look at the bouncer and your daughter's going to be with the bouncer and you're going to say, oh my God, full circle.
So I don't think Tyler would ever allow that to happen. But maybe I'll let Tyler watch her outside and I'll run in and sing Brown Eyed Girl.
You guys ditched him.
Yeah. Yeah. bye. You guys are no fun.
He stopped to get the caricature by the pier. That's what, and you guys are like, I can't do this.
if you make me poop, I swear to God, like my stomach's not feeling good. And if I'm laughing this much, it's not going to be good for anybody. Okay.
If the podcast ends abruptly, the audience knows that it's because you pooped. Like, we'll just leave it there.
Cause I didn't go the whole time I was away. So, you know, now it's all, I know.
Please don't poop in my studio.
No, I will not. But I will not. It was when I'm away. Sometimes I think my body just gets messed up and I can't go. So I was, and like everybody was coming in and out of my room. So I was just like,
You're a polite pooper.
Yeah. I am. I didn't want to like ruin the house, you know? It was a really nice house. We were like at a mansion. I was like, oh, damn. I was like, who paid for this? Because I didn't. okay. Next up, who invented the baby voice? Like, how did we start? It's just creepy to me because we speak to babies like that. We speak to dogs like that. There's like a dog voice. And then there's even, when we're a baby, we talk to babies like that. And then when we have adult relationships, we talk in baby talk. Mm-hmm. Who invented the baby talk?
It's honestly repulsive, but if men were to grow up, we would move past.
She's looking at you, Kevin. No, I'm kidding. So,
except for Kevin. He's the most adult man I've ever met in my life. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
but everybody, if they could just, I don't understand it. How do you put the clothes next to the hamper on the floor? It's right there.
Don't even get me started. Don't. If I take a day off, the entire house is flipped upside down. I'm like, doesn't even know how to pour a bowl of cereal. Like, he didn't know how to pour a bowl of cereal. He asked me how.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
And then. Mm-hmm. No, you go.
We talked about this. Well, I was going to say, sometimes, you know, I look at him and I'm like, I think that men brush their teeth. Seriously, they brush their teeth and then they take the bristle and they take the mirror and they like this, and they leave it. And then they finger paint a little bit to show me how they're feeling. And I look at him like, I can decode this because this has to be for a reason. He was taken. He must be in a trunk of a car. It's the last thing he could do. No. He's in the living room picking his nose. I don't get it.
No, Tyler's very, very clean, but he just doesn't know how to do anything on his own. He's just like a mama's boy. I had to leave the gym once because he didn't know how to change inputs on the channel. And he wanted to watch the fight. And I had to leave to go change the input. Like, he was freaking out because the fight was starting. I was like, oh, my God, you just press input on the or you can even talk into the remote, baby. That's how easy it is. No, you, couldn't see, even
you're
do that.
The baby voice now. This is why.
I know. I'm like, baby.
There was one man in the village that wouldn't do what he was told. And the woman figured out, let me talk to him like a baby. It worked. And she told everybody in the village.
But it's kind of cute because Tyler does it back to me.
Do you know how Jason and I say food? Foodsies. Phonesies. Are you ready to go sleepy?
We're like, are you sleepy, sleepy? Are you sleepy, sleepy?
Should we order some foodsies for tonightsies? Or while he's eating, I go, are you happy? What's wrong with me? I literally only speak to love. Very, very small dogs.
Yes.
And my 33-year-old fiance.
Same. Like that. But I actually really love talking to dogs in different voices. Like, there's no other way.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, lady, well, I had a dude who is my pug that is my ride or die, but he passed away, but he was my number one. Like, mm-hmm. Who is my dude? Little puppy, puppy. And then and then I have bro now. And it's like he just lives inside my mom's asshole. So I don't really like him that much. But I'm still like, hi, bro. When I come home, I'm like, yeah. And then my sister has a lady. So it's dude, bro, and lady. And lady is Lady Mama Jumi. Like, we call it Lady Mama Bear. And I'm going to see her this weekend, and I'm so excited to see Lady Mama Bear. Okay, I'm getting weird.
I know what you mean, though. When you see a cute dog and you want to rip its paws off its body, you want to be fine, but you want to take its face and rip it open because you're so cute. I want to take its jaw and do like the Beetlejuice jaw opening, like I want to do that.
Same. Like, so I don't really actually want to hurt him, but like I want to squeeze him to death, you know?
How else will it know that I love it?
They don't know. They don't know. They just want foodies and sleepies.
Oh my God.
Okay. What? Okay. These were two things that I think I was watching Real Housewives, and I was like, why do we say those things? And it was the two phrases were best things since sliced bread and one of my chopped liver. I think I get the chopped liver part, but best things since sliced bread. Why?
Baby, I grew up in Miami. We don't say that shit. We do not say that shit.
So, I don't say that either. I mean, sometimes I say one of my chopped liver, but yeah, nobody wants fucking chopped liver, so I get that. But like, what about the bread? What?
The way that I feel about these sayings is the way that I feel about seeing attics and like basements. Like, wow, white Caucasian people have it all. The quirky sayings, the attics, the basements. They have golden dogs. Like, we don't do that shit. Okay? We do not do that shit.
Best thing since sliced bread. And there's so many terms that Texans use that I'm just so behind. Tyler's like, can you go fix me a drink? I'm like, what? What do you want me to fix? Like, they are all like, I'm fixing it. We're fixing to go now.
No, see, that is... I would literally feel like I'm in an experiment. I'd be like, you're fucking with me.
No, but his whole family says it. I'm like, and then like when there's gossip, they call it skinny. Like, tell me the skinny. I kind of like that though. I've been using that. I thought that was your husband on the couch. Is it?
No, that's Frida Kahlo. Which I'm super upset about because like I said, like I'm Hispanic and I grew up in Miami. So as you know, in the school system, when it comes to like writers and painters, like we never, ever, ever go over like female, like women creatives. She's the only one that we ever did. So I like idolized her.
Yeah.
And now she's getting canceled on TikTok. So in every single freaking video, she's like right behind me.
I thought that was your husband.
Like, or when I'm lying down, I'll like,
wait, why is Frida getting canceled on TikTok?
Because apparently she like copied her style of painting from her, like the people that were waiting on her or like the housemaids and stuff.
Oh, how do they know?
For a year. A pole went through her vagina. That's why she was in bed for a year. What else was she going to do?
A pole went through her vagina?
She was in a bus accident. And that's why she had horrible pain through her body. It went through her vagina, through her cervix, from about her spine, a bus pole. and she survived. Let Frida paint. Let her paint a little picture. Yes. Wait,
I had no idea. Well, I also have been banned from TikTok. I don't know why. That's why I think I have a little like tiff with TikTok right now. Because I drank a bottle of tequila and I guess you can't do that. And I'm like, well, there's 6-year-olds grinding and humping the it's not fair. I'm of age, so I should be allowed to, but no, I violated. So they banned me for like 6 days. I was like, this is bullshit.
I did this on a video. And they banned me. I did that. Shit. This could be anything. This
I was gonna say for anal listeners. For audio listeners only, she's sticking her finger in a butthole.
What did you say it could be?
A butthole. I haven't done that since July 2019. I was anal girl for a day. And then I came to my senses. You know? I was like, absolutely not.
Anal girl.
If I have to work towards it, I don't like it. You know?
And honestly, my butthole's so cute. I don't want anything going up there. I just want everything going out.
I said, honestly, my butthole's so huge.
And no. It's like a cat size asshole, I swear.
Amazing. I call it the Eye of Sauron, like Lord of the Ring.
I can't believe your husband said it talks to me.
Sometimes I wake up, you know, when you're on the train or like, well, not on the train, but like when you're walking around and suddenly you have this like memory and you have to stop and you have like cringy, that's what I remember.
Oh, so it like clenches.
How I want to move on.
Okay. I think that's a great idea, but I still don't get, but best thing since sliced bread. Like, Kevin, can you get in on this? Like, I don't understand.
I think the meaning is back in the day, like really long time ago, you would only have the option of like a loaf of bread. So when they figured out you could slice it in little individual things, it was like, whoa, what an awesome idea. Because now you can make sandwiches and shit like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That'd be my best
when
guess.
When was the year that sliced bread was available for use?
Shit. I don't know.
Like we'll get back. 1509.
I mean, I would think pretty much as long as bread exists, somebody figured it out. But
it's just so crazy that people... Like that was like such a, oh my God, we can do this moment. Like how would you not think?
I don't know that it actually was. It's just more of a metaphorical type.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it now. But
you
I just
want a loaf and all the crumbs go everywhere, like the fucking Nature Valley granola bar. Imagine never having that ever again.
First,
I would be like, with arms wide open, under the sunlight.
Taffy,
like,
we listened to that song this weekend and I made them play it 7 times because I was like, I can sing exactly like the lead singer of Creed. With the arms wide open under the sunlight.
It's about his newborn son. And you know they're a Christian rock band?
That's why my dad loves Creed because they're like a Christian. So I grew up only listening to Creed, so I know his voice.
Wait. Can you take the Creed performance? When they had the air dancers with the fabric?
No.
Oh, my God. If you were listening, do yourself a favor and YouTube Creed. I can't even believe it.
I'm going to write it down. What is it?
Creed Super Bowl performance.
They performed at the Super Bowl?
In the most ridiculous and amazing. I
need to watch it. I watched. Don't know if
it's genius or horrifying.
I'm going to watch it and get back to you on that. But I have a prediction that Justin Bieber is going to perform this year. I don't know why. And if he does, I need $100 from each Girls Night member. No, I'm kidding. But I'm putting it out there. I think it might be Justin Bieber.
JB?
Yeah.
I talk a lot of shit. But if Justin Bieber were to perform, I would do what my friends say. We're N2P. No Stefone, baby. I'd be watching like this.
Same.
No, it's a phone.
Same.
I love. What he sang at Victoria's Secret fashion show, acoustic, help in the white. Thank you. Do you remember that shit? That shit was beautiful.
Taffy, I watched that literally at least once a week. Ask Tyler. I put it on YouTube. I just need it before I go to sleep. It's like, it puts me to. It is the best. I think with the Yummy album, he wasn't 100% yet. And then this album, he's very comfortable in his own skin. I think he was like still struggling a little bit during Yummy. I think when he recorded that his video, it was like a 9-10 hour shoot because he just kept shutting down. So mm-hmm. I think now I'm watching him, he sounds so good. He's just like, I mean, he's super talented. He's just been through a bunch of shit, which is like obviously understandable because he was so young being thrown into this world right. of like fandonomium. Is that even a word?
No, but
I like it.
I like it too. Maybe it's your remix. That's what I say when I get something wrong.
Can you take me higher to a place?
What about this?
Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a poem stealing.
I'm like, how does he know my life?
Wait, is that Nickelback?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clear it up because I was like, I think I said that this weekend and they were like, no, that's Nickelback. I'm like, no, bitch, it's Creed. I was like,
you know what I say when they come on? They're back in the nickel of time.
Okay, I want to move on.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Nothing is worse than having a pimple that is underneath your skin, not ready to pop, and it's just big and red, and it just sits there and wants to just hang out on your face. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? So this pimple was a stage 5 clinger. It did not want to leave my face for a week, and it was because I was stressed out. I was studying for my exam, so I named the pimple Tracy because that's my mom's name, and she's a stage 5 clinger and just wants to be with me all the time. But thankfully, I have Curology. Whether you're trying to take control of acne or if acne is no longer your top skin concern, fine lines, dark spots, occasional breakouts, or clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with 3 active ingredients picked for you to tackle your skincare needs. So for me personally, I always struggle with rosacea, and I've seen such a significant difference in my skin ever since I started using Curology. And I'm not making it up, like, I'm dead ass. So to get your treatment plan, start by answering questions online about your skin and sending in a couple selfies to Curology. Next, Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin, and if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your acne, fine lines, dark spots, and more. Getting my treatment plan with Curology was so easy. I was baffled. And I never even use that word, but it was so fast, so easy. And then Curology sets you up with a personalized treatment plan and ships your custom formula right to your door. I remember like it was yesterday when Raven and I just started the podcast, and I looked at her skin one day. She was not wearing any makeup, and I was like, what are you using? Because your skin is glowing and it looks flawless. No makeup, no nothing. And this is before I even knew anything about Curology. And ever since that day, I signed up and my skin has been flawless. Obviously, we all have stress days. We have our period, so we break out here and there. But I'm telling you, ever since I used Curology, I have seen my just complexion has been better. And I think that's the biggest thing that I got from it. Girls Night Gang, take control of your acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. All you have to do is go to Curology.com/night for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology, Curology.com/night to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details. Okay, so let's get into something that makes both Teffy and I vaginas tingle, pop culture. So let's play a game called Teffy's Take with your host, me, Alexis Waters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so first things first, I know, is your vagina tingling, everything good? Because I get really weird with pop culture and Bravo.
I'm so old, I don't know if it's that or acid reflux, but okay. Let's do it.
So how do you feel about the situation with Courtney, Scott, Travis, Amelia, Kim, and... Shayna Mokler. Yes. Okay. Shayna, so how do you feel? I need your,
how do I feel?
So it's Teffy's take on all of these relationships in pop culture right now?
I think it's a little weird that Scott, both Scott and Courtney love younger people. Like, why are we just like skipping over that a 40-year-old woman's best friend was a 19-year-old TikToker and they had so much to talk about? I am 30. I can't talk to someone who's 24. What the fuck are you talking about? Somebody, if you're still on your parents' insurance, I don't have anything to talk about, you know, like whatever. So I, that's kind of weird, but it's weird because that Scott and Courtney are so young, but I heard that you become famous. I mean, you stay the age that you become famous. So in their minds, maybe they're a lot younger. That's why Britney is perpetually like 14 or 16.
Oh, you know? Yeah, forever. But
so that's how I feel. I feel like Courtney and Travis, they get along so well because they have that like teenage thing.
Yes.
Really excited, like can I like fingering at the restaurant table, you know what I mean,
like kid, like high school mom. Type of love.
Yes, like can't stop. But Scott and Amelia, I don't even know if
I don't just, understand it.
Scott, I feel, is so some he's I so love funny.
Scott I love Scott
he's so funny, but there's so much I can never under, I don't want to say anything bad about him because I don't know what I would be like if both my parents died the same year.
Exactly. Like,
you know,
and it's just so sad because he's such a he's such the comedic relief. Is that the right way?
Yeah.
From the show on the show. But now he's just been so drained. Like, I just feel like he's on Xanax. And like, just when he's in when he's in his interviews, he's just so down. And I'm like, I just want to like shake him and be like, everything's OK. I think because he's just. I think he's in love with Courtney and he always will be. Never. And I think he will never move on. I really don't.
Yeah. I think he's also one of those people. I know a couple of people like this that feel like they are their best selves three drinks in. Like one of my guy friends is like, if I could live my life three drinks in, I'd be president of the United fucking States.
I think that's me too.
But I think he's one of those people, but he has to be sober. So I think trying to find himself and trying to be that best self again.
Yeah.
For him,
he was you know? He does he's been a little funny. I mean, honestly, I love the Kardashians. I always will. I think they don't do bad things to the world, but I just also think that this season is the show needs to come to an end because it's just hard to watch, even though I still watch every single episode. But it's so there's nothing.
But I feel like sometimes is he with these young girls because 19-year-old girls want to get fucked up and they don't care if you're super fucked up all the time because you can get them alcohol and they just think it's like fun still because you stop thinking it's fun. You know, like you know that when you drink, you're going to have to pay for it, like with a hangover as you get older. But those girls don't.
And yeah.
They drink all the time. So I'm like, maybe that's it. But Shayna Mokler and Kim have had beef for fucking ever.
Yeah, but did Kim get with Travis?
Okay, in Travis's book, I have my friends that they have another podcast called Celebrity Memoir Book Club, and every time a memoir comes out, they read it in a day. Like, they're on it. And they told me that Travis said that when Shayna thought that he was with Paris, and because Paris and Kim were besties and Kim wasn't that famous yet, he was with Kim all the time, became great friends. And one night she came over and swam in his pool and nothing happened. Shut the fuck up, Travis. You saw her butthole.
Yeah.
Shut
up. It looked Shut at up. You. It talked to you.
But 100%. But it was so
Her butthole is probably huge.
Yapping.
Huge.
But, which is fine. You're allowed to have a big
No, I'm not. I don't judge butthole sizes or nipple sizes. So keep going. Yeah.
You know, but I feel like even if they did hook up, Kim has a ex-husband. She has four kids. It was a long fucking time ago. Who the fuck cares? Courtney's been friends with Travis for a long time.
Yes.
I think that Travis is still like fucking groupies and not having a serious relationship. And Shayna has always had like a grip on him kind of.
Yes.
And this is the first time she's seen him maybe be crazy about somebody else the way that he used to be about her.
I watched Meet the Bark. I've been.
Where she's asleep
the whole time? Yeah, I remember watching it when I was younger and I was like, I want that bed so bad because it was it was so big and she was always in it. And literally that's all they caught on camera of her sleeping. And I'm like, oh, I wish I fucking could sleep that much. But they were like, he was really young, but they were just really crazy about each other. But I don't know. I think she's being crazy now.
She is. And I made a TikTok about Alabama.
Who's Alabama?
Her name is Alabama.
The daughter. Yes.
The daughter. But I think it's weird. She also has a daughter with Oscar De La Hoya. And that daughter also lives with Travis.
I know.
That's weird. So,
I know. And they all stick up for him. They don't, even like not his child. The Oscar De La Renta. Isn't he a boxer?
He's a boxer. Yeah, okay. He's Mexican.
Oh my God, I'm so smart.
Yeah, you are. You honestly blow me away.
But what, so what was your TikTok about Alabama?
She posted, Shanna kept making statements and doing lives, talking shit about the Kardashian, like the Kardashians ruined my family. No, babe, you did.
Yeah. They just want clout. It's so sad.
And she's pissed. And so she kept doing all these things. And she was honestly talking so much shit about her dad. And I felt so bad for her bad for the kids. Cause I was like, there has to be a way for both parents to say their sides of the story without putting their kids in the middle. There has to be a way, you know what I mean? Or don't do it at all. Don't tell the public at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't go on social media.
And she started talking shit about Travis Barker so much that Alabama made a story and was like, my mom is such an absent parent. She ditches us for her boyfriend all the time who can't stop like cheating on her. How embarrassing. And you know what? I posted that TikTok and I got 60 DMs from people saying, I work at restaurants and bars that he comes into all the time. He's always with a different bitch.
Who is? Oh, the boyfriend?
His boyfriend. Always. Oh. They sent me pictures of him with other people. And I was like, I'll never post this because I'm not going to jeopardize somebody's job, especially after a global pandemic for the sake of like a TikTok video. Like, I'll never fucking do that, you know, but
you're so nice.
I am. And Alabama Barker commented on the TikTok.
Shut the fuck up. What did she say?
She said, my mom is so, and then she put the emoji of cringe.
Oh my God. It's getting out of control. It's getting out of control.
People are such hypocrites. I don't know about you, but when I was 15, I wanted to look like a slut. Okay. I was a hoochie whore. Halle Berry had the thong out, the whale tail. 15, I had the whale tail immediately. I saw 13 and I was like, I'll do it extra. I'll do 14. How about that?
When they snorted it out of the
whippets,
I tried to do it with a shaving cream bottle, but it didn't work out. Then later on in life, I did whippets and it was fun. But anyways,
so on the TikTok, people are like, Alabama Barker dresses so provocatively. I'm like, one, she has her dad who's must be so awkward trying to tell her daughter how to dress and why. He's still a dude. Yeah. He's a Blink 182 dude. Yes. Come on. He's trying to be like this free thinking, spiritual dad too, like rock and roll dad. And he doesn't know how to handle it. Alabama has a body.
Yeah. She looks like the mom.
She does. She's identical. And it breaks my heart because I commented back on people. I'm like, she doesn't have her mom.
Exactly. So she doesn't have a mother figure to like tell her. But at the same time, if her mom was there, I think she would still dress the same.
Or at least she'd be feeling more secure about herself.
So yeah. I think she got lip injections. And she's like 12.
She's 16.
Yeah. I don't.
She's 16 and she's stunning. She is stunning. And you know what? If I had a TikTok with a million freaking followers, I'd have my titties to my chin, bitch, if I could.
I can't 16. Wait to have my my titties to my chin again. Like, I don't know what happened. Like, they're just sad and depressed right now. They need to like get back up. Like, I don't know what's going on.
No, they were going through the pandemic too.
Yeah. They had a rough year too. They're coming back. But also I wanted to know how Travis Barker gets around because he doesn't fly on planes. So I'm like, how does he get in? And Courtney loves to travel. So how do they?
Bus probably. Or I'd shove 3 Xanax into his mouth and get on the PJ. Shut the fuck out.
Absolutely no, he not. Will not go on a plane. He got into like a really bad plane accident.
With Nicole Richie's ex-boyfriend.
Yes, DJ Adam.
Bitch. Corvette.
No, I remember. Yeah. I started watching Meet the Barkers just because I wanted to see. I'm just a psycho. And once the Kardashians like date somebody, then I need to know everything about them. So I started watching Meet the Barkers on YouTube, but it's very blurry. And you could tell they were really young. So I don't.
They were really young.
They were really young. They weren't really just.
They were toxic.
Yeah, it was a toxic relationship.
I try to watch old episodes of shit too from that time, like Survivor episodes are so blurry. I watch Chaotic with Brittany and Kevin like this.
I know.
Trying to decide. It's so bad. How was that shit on TV?
And how didn't they change it to HD so we could watch it?
Selfish.
Selfish. Okay, next up, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Okay, I have to talk about this because on InStyle, we
Wait, really quick. You have to understand. Teffy is getting so into this. She is putting up her hair in a ponytail. She's getting stressed out. She's like ready for this like to come out. She needs her knowledge into the girls' night. So let's go.
Like Violet in Series of Unfortunate Events when she has to have her hair into a fucking ponytail. Like that's me. So I brought an astrologer on. She's been studying her whole life. Her dad was an astrologer and her dad taught her astrology as a child. And she works for InStyle. She's a contributor for InStyle Mag. And we did a live about Jennifer Lopez. Do you know that this is probably like their 500th life being lovers? They have known each other for so many lives and they have the same moon, sun, Venus, and Mercury, like Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. They will never, ever let go of each other, ever, ever, ever. To the point where Ben Affleck still has that bracelet and the astrologer called it. She's like, he still has all of the gifts. He will never let go of Jennifer. That's when he felt the most alive, the most understood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that she knows that she can never be with him fully, like the way that he wants. He's a Boston dude. You know what I mean? Like,
what is he? What is he?
A Boston dude. He's a dude from Boston. He loves Dunkin', you know?
I love Dunkin'.
I don't know why I'm a Dunkin' bitch. I call it my favorite bakery.
Oh my God. I fucking love Dunkin'. They don't fucking have, they have like Dunkin' here, but more Starbucks. So like, and Starbucks, like I'll get like a green tea iced venti and it's like $18. I'm like, okay.
You don't want to throw up from that caffeine. I feel like I'm on rocket fuel when I drink green tea. I'm like,
no, I love green tea, but no, I'm like, why is this $18? But okay, I'll take it. But I miss fucking Boston. I miss my Boston. I miss my Dunkin' Donuts. I need a Boston cream pronto. But no, I just think that J-Lo is just, but I thought her and A-Rod were really going to be the real deal. I thought it was going to be long lasting. I don't know why.
A-Rod and J-Lo are both Leos and Ben Affleck and J-Lo are both Leos. She loves a man in charge, but I just think that like A-Rod took it as like he's a cheater. He's a cheater.
Yeah,
he's a big cheater. He's Dominican. Hello. Like, sorry, it's scientific, you know? And Ben Affleck, I feel like she needs somebody in between. She wants to be able to like call the shots, but she can go to sleep peacefully knowing that a man isn't going to cheat on her. And for that, I say, J-Lo, dream a little dream.
No, but I think Ben Affleck has like really bad. I mean, he has been struggling with addiction for like a while now and she doesn't drink really. So I think this might be good for him.
Yeah.
But it's just so, it was, when I saw it, I was like, are you, because I thought A-Rod and her were going to be for the long run. So when I saw, but I love Ben Affleck. Like I love him. I don't even know if I said his name right, but whatever. I love Ben. And
I'm a Casey girl. I like Casey Affleck.
Oh, I love Casey too.
I love him.
No, but when Ben started dating J-Lo, his acting game went downhill. Remember?
Okay. Yes. And when they first got together, I remember a big reason they broke up is because Ben's mom doesn't like J-Lo.
And neither did Matt Damon, his best friend. But now I heard that he likes her. But back then when he started dating her, he was like, when it was like Bennifer everywhere. Remember, like he was in the music video. He smacked her ass. Like it was like a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And now I think Matt Damon likes her, but he was like, his career just like went. He did like Jiggly, which was like horrible. I don't know. Gigolo, what is it called?
Geely.
Yeah, whatever. It was horrible. And then he was taking roles that were just not good ones. But then he came back.
I think that like Ben Affleck struggling with addiction so much. J-Lo is such a mega star. Like he was a movie star, but J-Lo is a international smash hit that I think Ben Affleck's best friends and mom knew that he, addiction wise, wasn't going to be able to keep up with this.
Yeah. But maybe now he can because he's gotten better.
Gotten better.
He's,
I wicked love her.
No, but he, I mean, if J-Lo, I heard J-Lo's mad insecure. And I'm like, if I looked like that.
Do you follow Dumois? Is that why you said that?
No, my friend worked at Peep. My friend, okay, I look like Wednesday Adams right now. But
no, you do not. I keep getting closer to the screen too.
Like, I know, I love it. I look like Wednesday Adams. Kevin, can you not do that? Because I look really scary.
she doesn't let people, she doesn't let female flight attendants on her private jets.
Well, my friend works at People. She hated it. Like, she's not into pop culture, so she wouldn't make this shit up. And she doesn't even work there anymore, but she said that she had to do, like, she had to go to the Oscars. She was doing press and stuff, and she was saying how, like, J-Lo was, like, freaking out about everything, like, how she looked, yeah, who she was with, who she was around, what was going to be in her room. And my friend, like, was, I mean, she would never make this shit up because she doesn't care about pop culture. Like, yeah, I'll be like, oh, my God, did you see Jennifer and Ben Affleck are back together? She's like, who? I'm like, okay.
I can't stand her. I can't. God damn it. It's like, come on. Where was I? Probably like in ninth grade. Where was I? Jesus. I can't. Who? Nah.
I know. It's so funny because me, my other best friend, we're like so into pop culture. And then the one that got the job at People hates it. And we're like, wait, can we work there?
Hello? Hello. I'm like ready to do the Shakespearean thing where it's like somebody else's voice. I'm like, you show up, let me do all the work.
Yeah, I'm down. Like, oh. I could talk Bravo, Real Housewives, and Britney all day long. It's like not okay. Girls Night Gang, it's about that time. BetterHelp. I would be single if it wasn't for BetterHelp. Okay, that was a little dramatic. If Tyler ever tried to break up with me, I would find him and... just kidding. See? I have this thing now where I have Therapy Alexis on one shoulder, which I call my BetterHelp shoulder, and then I have Jersey Alexis on the other shoulder. And sometimes Jersey Alexis overpowers the BetterHelp, but the BetterHelp is there to stay. I'm trying to get the Jersey shoulder out and just have two BetterHelp shoulders so I just have two good voices to lead me through this thing called life. So, Girls Night Gang, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today, and so do I. So visit their website, BetterHelp.com/night. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Girls Night listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/night. Once again, that's 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/night.
Okay. Are you going to Erica Jane? Is that what you're
going to
do?
Okay, well, we can go to Erica Jane's divorce because I don't understand one bit of it. I don't understand one part of it.
Do you? I need to go to law school.
I
thought they were divorcing to keep assets. And then he's cheating. And then she releases screenshots sent from a Motorola Razr in this modern age. Did you see those texts?
No, I'm so confused. I don't understand. Like, I think that I heard that she was in on the divorce so they would make more money or something. I don't know. I don't get it.
I was like, and also apparently he's also part of the mafia and he's a terrible lawyer, but I've never seen somebody richer. I've never seen somebody more wealthy. Like, he gave his wife a pop career. Like, he was going to the grocery store.
I know.
Like, and, but now I think they were going to divorce on purpose. I mean, on purpose. And now it's by accident.
Yeah. I don't get it. And they're, I mean, I'm watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills now, and they're like obviously going to get into it. But the next episode, they're, I think they're going to start talking about it. And I'm so excited. But I still, I've read so much on it, and I still don't know anything that is going on. Like, they were, I guess Tom lost a lot of money. So then they thought that divorcing would get their money back. But they were going to stay together. But then there's like all this like legal shit that they were doing, allegedly. Because I don't want to get in trouble or sued by Tom.
Allegedly.
Tom definitely is listening, so shout out to Tom.
Tom, we're not fans.
No, What did you do, Tom? What did you do?
What didn't you do?
He didn't pat the puss, that's what's for sure.
What would be your Real Housewives intro?
Oh, you know I'm going to be on Dallas Housewives.
100%.
I mean, yeah, Dallas Housewives.
100%.
But I'm still working on my intro.
Okay.
My boobs, maybe. Okay. Can you tell me yours?
Okay. Hold on.
You have to do the turnaround. Kevin wants to shoot himself in the face.
Okay. Ready? Okay. Everyone says I like the way I smell. It's poppers. And then that's it.
What the fuck is poppers?
The poppers is what the gays bring to every party that makes you spin.
Like, and loosens up your butthole.
It's up your way. This whole episode is about buttholes, and I didn't mean for it to go this way.
I know.
I'd like to move on.
I think we both played a part in the butthole role, but okay, let's just keep it moving. So Erica Jane and Tom, we have no idea what the hell is going on. Still don't know. Anybody out there that has the facts, can you DM me or Teffy? Because we clearly only talk
Lisa
about
buttholes. Rinna, if you could message us with the real story, please.
She would tell us. She would 100% tell us.
Immediately. And she would say, she would start with this, "Don't tell anybody I told you."
Yeah.
That's how she started.
Yeah, but I still don't understand. So any Girls Night listener, please DM me with the facts and make it like kind of dumb it down for me because I'm not that bright. Okay. Let's go to Naomi's. I don't know how to say her last name. You know, from tennis?
Yes.
She backed out of the French Open. Love her.
I was about to eat dark chocolate. Okay, I'm on the couch with you. I'm like, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
I love how comfortable I make you feel. I don't know how to say your last name, Naomi. She backed out of the French Open. She is so good. I saw her at the US Open and she is insanely talented. But she backed out of the French Open due to
mental health.
Mental health, which is obviously extremely important. And literally, oh my God, my mom's going to kill me. She's like, you say literally too much. I'm like, shut the fuck.
But it's literal.
But so. Yeah, she was having serious, she's a very shy person. Like if you ever see her on any interview, she's
introverted.
Yeah, she's an amazing tennis player, but you have to do interviews and stuff. And she probably wanted to keep her head in the game. I would be like, I don't want to fucking do interviews either. But then she was fined like 15 grand or something. So she backed out, which I think I would do the same. So kudos to you, Naomi. Honestly, you have to put your mental health before anything, even if that means winning a French Open. I don't care.
Absolutely. And also, listen.
I also want Serena to win, too.
Serena for life. But I do one Nike training workout and I'm done. Okay. I can't even imagine being in a freaking tennis open, whatever the fuck they're called, tennis open, and then having to talk to people. Shut the fuck up. Name your favorite after game tennis conference moment. Nobody gives a fuck. Nobody watches that shit. Are you kidding me? My grandfather would probably watch it to help him go to sleep. Shut up. The only things we've ever seen are like clips where Serena told somebody to shut the fuck up. That's the only clips that we've ever fucking seen. And she's a little fucking girl.
She's like traveling. So young.
Let the bitch go to her fucking hotel room and relax.
And have some room service.
Put her feet up. Yeah. Drink a delicious room service burger. I don't know what they put in those burgers. But when they deliver it to my hotel room, it's delectable. Let her have some. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel so bad for her because she's so good. She probably would have won
And she's amazing.
She's amazing, but now I want, but then Venus Williams stuck up for her too. So did Serena, because they were, I mean, they've been in the game for how long? And they were like, you guys are fucking annoying. And we'll, like, basically to the reporters, like, you guys never don't understand how to play, and you will never know how to play. So,
and mentally too.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mentally?
Oh my God. It's probably even, Naomi, kudos to you. I hope she gets better, honestly, because she's a badass tennis player, but it comes with a lot of,
yeah,
I don't think I can handle it either.
I feel like there is a determination, there's hard work, but if something doesn't work for you, it's not for you. And she said, period.
Goodbye. Period. T, goodbye.
I don't need you. You need me.
Exactly. Right. And she, I think she was the first one to beat Serena, like, ever in a US Open or something, which is.
And she's a fetus. She's a fetus. She's a little baby girl, and you would think that people would say, like, yeah, you know, she didn't get to go to high school, so let's give her a freaking break.
Yeah.
Tennis is body chess. It's the most complicated thing in the entire freaking world. I'm so into this. It's just, I couldn't believe that they were like, well, if you do this.
Find 15 grand. Like, I think it was 15 grand. I'm not sure on that, but I know she was fined for not doing interviews, which is. So if I'm doing a French Open, which is a major in tennis, then mm-hmm. I would 100% be
psyched out.
I would be like, I need to say, first of all, I have ADHD, so I would probably be I'm like 100%. Are you kidding? I'd be like, where's the ball? What ball? I'd be watching the ball guys the whole time, like grabbing the ball. Like it wouldn't work out for me, but I don't know how I played sports in high school, because I didn't take Adderall in high school, but I was really good.
It was pressure.
Yeah.
It was pressure to like let people down and like be trying to, you know, and if I were her, I would have slapped that commissioner with the 15 grand like Rihanna did with that money wad. I would have fucking take it.
Shout out to Rihanna too. I love Rihanna so much. She is a bad ass bitch. Love Rihanna.
Rihanna Fenty. Yeah. Love her.
I want a new song, Rihanna. I want it. We all need it. Okay. Yeah. Ariana Grande's Raven and I were really into how Ariana Grande's naked body looked. I don't know why. We were like really creeped out, and she's been very revealing lately. So now I'm starting to get a view, like a kind of like a sense of what her naked body looks like. I don't know why we were, I think it was more so me interested in it, but how do you feel about Ariana's intimate wedding to Dalton Gomez?
I forget she's 27, 28.
Yeah, she's my age.
Yeah, I forget. Like how like Timothée Chalamet and Meg Thee Stallion are the same age. Like,
I love Meg Thee Stallion too.
Like crazy, you know, like I forget because she's so petite.
That's why I'm like, what is her? I just wanted to know what her boobs look like. I don't know why. It's weird.
Her boobs are probably freaking phenomenal. Like she's Ariana Grande. She's freaking. So I know somebody that went to high school with her.
Okay. I love this.
And I know there's a lot of people that say like she was like a mean girl when she was first starting out. A lot of people say that she had like a YouTube channel with Frankie, her brother.
Yes.
Where they would do Broadway shows, songs. I'd rather shit out a knife than ever listen to that, but same. Whatever. So apparently she was like mean to people. But the girl that went to high school with her says she is a fucking angel, but she definitely loves all the weight she lost. Like she loves being this petite, like she loves it, you know?
Yeah.
And she's a vegan. Her snack is like blueberries.
Nature Valley bar. Fucking, it should be called fucking crumbs everywhere.
Like for me, I'm like, where are the gushers? You know what I mean? Like that's me. But she loves that she's very petite. I think that it's weird because she looks so young. Her husband also looks.
They look so alike. They look alike. Their faces look alike. Yes. I thought
I was watching a teenagers get married.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't surprised because I mean, she's been engaged. How
Once.
Okay. You've been engaged 19 times? No. Time.
Okay. Prostitution whore? Yeah, girl.
No, but I think
that's what my ring dish says. Engaged 19 times? Prostitution whore?
No, but I don't know why I was. I mean, I actually really like Ariana Grande's voice is honestly.
Oh.
Her and the Weeknd's performance at iHeartRadio was insane. Oh. Insane. They were both live, like actually singing, which is rare these days.
Pop and R&B and Ariana, incredible. The way that Miley Cyrus is amazing at rock.
Yes.
Incredible.
It was so good. Incredible. But shout out to Ariana Grande because I know you're listening. You looked beautiful at your wedding and congratulations, baby.
Ari, thank you so much for being such a loyal listener to Girls Night. We love you for
Yes, thank you so much. You're really like, I just can't thank you enough. Kim too, because I know Kim listens. We love you, Kim, and we love the size of your butthole, no matter what size. Okay.
Stop being embarrassed about it, girl.
Yeah, don't be embarrassed, girl. We all got one. Don't you worry. Queen Elizabeth has one. Don't worry. Everybody has one. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know you were on the podcast before, but I don't think we ever asked you what your wildest girls' night was, because I think we were so into Britney that we never even got to it. So this is the last question of the day. What was your wildest girls' night?
Oh my God. What was my wildest girls night? I don't think I'm legally allowed to say. I don't think, but, it's one of those things where you like, you start at brunch and then it's 6 a.m. and you're in some stranger's basement, like petting a very expensive poodle. And that's all I'm going to say. And you can think, you can assume
and you could that just, involved. Yes. I actually went to a brunch in the city and ended up at DJ Oscar Diet Space. Yes. And then ended up at Vandal Restaurant. I don't know how. And then I was somehow on a date. It ended up as, I was blackout. I'm never like a sloppy drunk though. So like I always know. Tyler is a sloppy drunk. You stopped drinking though, right? So this is awkward.
Yeah, but I'm flirting with it. I had one seltzer yesterday. So
White Claw? White Claw?
Oh, no, a Bon Eve.
Ooh, you're bougie. You're bougie bitch.
Anyway, I am telling you, there are so many. I think also, there have been some girls' nights where we end up like around, oh my God, Vandal. I went there blackout to meet up with Jay for an office party that he had, like my fiance. And there was a girl talking to me, blackout drunk. I was in an ugly Christmas sweater because I'm a lunatic. I'm feral. And she was talking and I just thought it would be so funny to stick my finger down her throat and while she was talking to me. And she owned the table, so she kicked me out. And on the way out, I fell. I looked like a fish on a pier.
Okay? Did your husband, fiance, get fired?
He picked me up from under my armpits, like Gwen Stefani in It's My Life video, like I'm being taken out of jail. And we went home, and he's on my butthole.
And I think that is the perfect way to end this episode. So thank you so much, Tuffy, for coming on. I love you. You're always a joy and a pleasant. I'm like, every time I leave here on a podcast or every time I talk to you, what is going on outside? That's annoying.
Sorry about I thought you liked me and I was like, that's fine.
No. There's like something construction going on and I'm like, excuse me, we're podcasting here. But thank you so much for joining. Tell us where everybody can find you and anything you're working on that you want to tell us about.
I am on the Instagram, the Twitter, the TikTok, Hello Teffy, TEFI. Not Tiffany. Please stop asking me that. If Teffy's for Tiffany, it's for Estefania Onegas Pessoa. And guess what? Now you're grateful it's Teffy. Okay.
Got him.
And when you get to those platforms, you can click on my link tree and click every little link in there.
You are the best. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to follow Girls Night Hangout and the YouTube channel Girls Night Hangout, which is currently under construction, but we'll get to it. But at Alexis Waters _ at Hoom Nation by Alexis, you can use the code FLASH25 to get 25% off. And I love you guys so much and have the best week ever. Thank you, Teffy. We love you.